I'm a woman on a fixed income. $50 is as high as I'll go. Okay, I'm desperate. You got a deal. $60. Oh, good news, Dorothy. I got your date for the banquet.
Ma, I'll get my own date.
Fine, pay $100.
Here, help me finish these invitations.
Hi, girls. Boy, am I stuffed. I must have sampled food from over 10 caterers.
Did you find one for the banquet?
Not yet. Oh, but I did learn that baked Alaska can actually be cooked locally.
Rose, I have an even bigger scoop for you. Mars bars are made right here on Earth.
Oh, girls, this time I have really done it. Thanks to me, the hospital charity banquet is going to be held in the Versailles room of the Bedford Hotel.
Blanche, the committee is on a budget.
I know it, but don't worry. I worked out a special deal.
But we can't afford that room.
I know it, but don't worry. I worked out a special deal. I told the manager if he'd let us have that room, I would persuade my sister to sing for free in his piano bar.
You mean your sister Virginia?
No, I mean my sister, Miss Susan Anton.
Blanche, how could you tell such a lie?
He didn't believe me for a minute. He told me I was much too attractive to be related to her. But he gave us the room anyhow because he said he liked my moxie.
And I bet you liked showing it to him.
Well, we have a place. Now all we need is a caterer.
I have one dropping by this afternoon.
Blanche, did you hire the band?
Rose is supposed to do that.
Well, I warn you, we may end up with a Hans Gerflugenhaben yodeling quartet.
That's not true. They broke up. But the Sonja von Kugel tuba band is free.
Hi, I'm Jake Smolens from VIP Catering.
Hello, I'm Rose Nyland from St. Olaf, Minnesota. These are my friends. This is Dorothy, and this is
Blanche. Blanche Devereaux. I am chairman of the planning committee. So, Mr. Smolens, could you tell us a little something about your background?
Well, I've been running VIP Catering for 5 years. Before that, I was a cook in the Navy for 25 years. I can cook chipped beef for $1,500 or Chateaubriand for $2.
No, Mr. Smolens, what I meant was, are you married?
No, I'm not. And please, call me Jake.
My pleasure.
I once had an Uncle Jake. Of course, he could never cook. He also could never get through our family 4th of July picnic without unzipping his overalls.
Too bad your uncle can't make it to the banquet. So, tell me, Jake. How much do you think these meals will cost?
Well, that depends. You want something simple or fancy?
We want something cheap.
I admire your honesty.
I admire your chest. I mean, exactly what kind of meal are we talking about?
I could do a nice Yankee pot roast, mashed potatoes, mixed vegetables, wild green salad. And for starters, I'll throw in my special clam chowder, no charge.
Mm-mm, that sounds delicious. Just consider yourself hired. Now, Jake, when shall I come over to your place to sample what you have to offer?
I got a better idea. There's a romantic little diner down on the boardwalk. They use a lot of my recipes. Why don't I pick you up around 8 tomorrow night and we'll, go check out a few things.
I thought you'd never ask.
Swell. I'll see you tomorrow night.
Okay.
Nice meeting you, ladies.
Nice meeting you.
It was our pleasure. Wow, what a hunk.
I know. Eat your hearts out.
Blanche, did it ever occur to you that possibly Rose or I might be interested in Jay?
Yes.
And you still used every cheap ploy to nab him before we had a chance?
Yeah.
Then what do you have to say for yourself?
Damn, I'm good.
Well, what do you think? Isn't this romantic?
Oh, yes, it certainly is. If you happen to be Popeye.
Hiya, Jake. What can I do for you?
We like the best table in the house.
You got it, buddy.
Oh, this is great. Thanks. And we'll have the usual.
All right.
Are you sure this is the best table in the house?
Did you get a splinter when you sat down?
No.
And this is the best table in the house.
You're pulling my leg.
No, but I'd like to.
Stop being naughty.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
Neither did I. Be naughty again.
Blanche, you are one hell of a woman.
I know. Go on.
Well, I've been just about everywhere there is, but in all my years in the Navy, I've never met anybody like you.
Yeah, well, in all my years dating the Navy, I never met anybody like you. Jake, is it my imagination or is there a tattoo in the shape of a nose on your arm?
Yeah. I got that when I first joined the Navy back in 51. I was just a kid. I was drunk out of my mind. Unfortunately, so was the guy who gave me the tattoo. I asked for a rose. He thought I said a nose.
Oh.
Thanks. Now, Blanche. I really like being out with you.
I really like being out with you, too. This looks delicious.
Oh, wait a minute. Before you eat that clam chowder, there's just one thing.
What?
It tastes better if your lips are warmed up first.
I'm beginning to see why this place is so romantic.
Thank you. And now for my next number, I'd like to play something by one of my favorites, and I hope one of yours. Huey Lewis and the News!
I think we've heard enough, Mr. Hinckley.
Okay, we go right to the big finale.
I'm afraid we've run out of time.
But it's a guaranteed showstopper. I hold up two lit sparklers with my hands, and I play Hey, Look Me Over with my feet.
While smoking a cigarette?
No.
Oh, darn, you were this close. Goodbye.
Dorothy, we're in trouble. We've auditioned a dozen musicians. The banquet is less than 2 weeks away, and we still don't have a band. What are we going to do?
I'll tell you what we're going to do, Rose. We're going to eat a cheesecake. Hi, Ma. Shouldn't you be finishing those invitations?
Just here for a glass of water. The Staplican dries me out.
Why don't you use a sponge?
I feel more comfortable drinking out of a glass.
Blanche, don't you and Jake have dinner reservations for tonight?
Yes, we do. He's late.
Well, I'm sure he has a good reason. And even if he hasn't, who cares? He is a dreamboat.
You know, girls, these last few weeks with Jake have been wonderful, but, oh, there's some things about him I cannot get used to.
Really? Like what?
Well, it's a question of breeding. He uses his fingers instead of his knife to push his food. He tucks his napkin into his collar. He wears white after Labor Day.
Blanche, the man is a winner. What's the matter with you?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'm just overly critical. That sometimes happens when you're stunningly beautiful.
Not to mention endlessly irritating.
Blanche, Jake's here. Make yourself at home and don't touch anything.
Hi, everybody.
You are filthy.
I'm sorry, honey. I stopped to help a lady who was stranded on the side of the road, and I ended up fixing her transmission.
Aren't there people who do that for a living?
Andy Granatelli does. Although he doesn't actually fix them himself. I guess he doesn't want to get his trench coat dirty. But I hear he has this special school in Wisconsin. I know. Shut up, Rose.
Please, honey, don't be mad. I'll make it up to you, I promise you. What do you say? I'll pack a picnic basket and we'll drive down to the beach. I'll spread a blanket on the sand, underneath the stars. I'll take you in my arms.
I forgive you. I mean, Blanche should forgive you.
Oh, all right. I forgive you, but forget the picnic. I'll get us that blanket.
He's a wonderful man.
Oh, I know. Oh, why can't I ever attract men like that?
You can, Dorothy.
Oh, Ma, you really think so?
Of course not, but you think I'm going to tell you that? I'm your mother.
Ma, are you sure you mailed all the invitations? None of the G's through the L's responded.
Of course I did. They were in the shoebox I took to the post office last week. Unless...
Unless what?
Unless I sent my best pair of heels overnight mail.
Ma, this is terrible!
You're telling me now I don't have shoes for the party.
Girls, I am so excited we have a band.
Oh, you hired somebody?
Yep, the Great Pretenders. It's an all-female jazz band. They're supposed to be fantastic. Well, now it's going to be a good party. Oh, it's too bad you couldn't find a better date than Harvey.
Well, I certainly wouldn't brag about my date if I were you. Incidentally, is Walter renting that blue tuxedo again?
Walter never rented a blue tuxedo, and you know it. He owns that blue tuxedo.
Girls, did Jake call? He is half an hour late.
No, Blanche.
Is Jake going to be able to take you to the banquet, or will he have to work catering the affair?
Well, he might be able to take me, but my date for the evening is Hunter McCoy.
But what about Jake?
What about him?
Well, Jake has to take you to the benefit. I mean, you'll be there, he'll be there. He'll expect you to be there with him. How could you do this?
Well, Rose, you make it sound so terrible. It's not. Jake just doesn't belong with certain people. He's a blue jeans kind of guy. This is a black tie affair. We wouldn't have any fun.
Blanche, sometimes you act just like a woman I knew in St. Olaf.
Please, no one say what woman.
Blanche, Jake is crazy about you. You'll break his heart.
Honey, don't be silly. Jake knows I care for him, but our relationship can only go so far. Now, he knows that as well as I do. That's probably him. Hi, honey.
Hi, sweetheart. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Is there somewhere we could be alone?
Well, can't it wait till after dinner?
No.
All right, I'm flexible. But of course you know that already.
No. I want to ask you something now. Right here, where we first met.
Ma, Rose, why don't we go into the kitchen?
What, miss all this?
Get up.
Jake, listen, I know what you want to ask me. Now, I've been giving our relationship a great deal of thought lately, and I just think you're a wonderful man. I really do, and I love all the time we spend together. But we do come from two different worlds, you know, so our relationship can only go so far. And that's why I can't go to the banquet with you.
Well, that's not what I was going to ask you, but you answered my question anyway.
Why? I don't understand.
I was going to ask you to marry me.
Rose, what are you doing up?
I can't sleep. I keep having nightmares about the banquet.
Oh, what kind of nightmares?
I'm at the banquet. It looks beautiful. I look beautiful. Everybody looks beautiful. Suddenly, Charlton Heston walks in dressed like Moses. And he tries to part the dessert table. When that doesn't work, he rounds up all the guests and leads them to the lingerie department of the nearest JCPenney's. Everybody starts making fun of the fat lady underwear. What do you suppose it means?
But you spent too many years sleeping on curlers. Ma, you can't sleep either?
No, I'm sleeping so good I thought I'd come try it in the sink.
I guess everybody's a little jumpy about the banquet.
Yeah, except Blanche. You know, she could at least have the good taste to pretend that she can't sleep.
Well, she's probably nervous about running into Jake. You know, sometimes when people are under pressure, they sleep to escape.
Dorothy's father used to do that. Unfortunately, it was usually during foreplay.
Ma, the man is dead.
Longer than you think.
I feel bad for Blanche. She's done nothing but mope around this house since she and Jake broke up.
Oh, don't expect me to feel sorry for her. I mean, it's not very often that somebody as special as Jake comes along and she throws him away.
What's everybody doing up?
We were just talking about how dumb you were to give up Jake.
I'm still so upset about it, I can't sleep.
Well, then why don't you give him a call?
Oh, honey, I can't do that. He just tried to persuade me to see him again. That's out of the question.
I don't understand. What's wrong with Jake? I think he's wonderful. And you're miserable without him.
Well, that may be, but in some ways, in some very important ways, we're just not compatible.
You mean he's not good enough for you?
No,
Blanche.
I don't. No, I don't. I mean, if we were to stay together, eventually our differences would turn us against each other. And I care too much for him to let that happen.
You're lucky. You have a choice. My marriage was arranged. I had no say in the matter.
You mean you didn't pick Pop?
He didn't pick me either. We learned to love each other, thank God, but it wasn't our idea. There were 8 unmarried girls and 8 unmarried boys in the village that spring.
How'd they decide who went with who?
Height. If I hadn't stood on that rock, I'd have ended up with Luigi the pig boy.
If I ever got a chance at a second Mr. Wright, I'd want somebody entirely different from Charlie.
But I thought you were crazy about him.
I was. I am. I mean, we had a wonderful life together. But I'd like somebody really wild. Somebody impulsive who'd sweep me off my feet. He'd pick me up in his convertible Porsche and whisk me to the airport. And we'd fly to his villa in the south of France, where we'd blindfold the orchestra and dance until dawn. And then we'd watch the sun come up over 2 steaming cups of cocoa.
Cocoa?
With little marshmallows.
Marshmallows, Rose, you trollop.
Dorothy, what kind of guy would you like the second time around?
Somebody to get old with.
Well, you can do that by yourself.
I'm aware of that, Rose. Stan didn't want to get old. No, I'd like someone to sit on the porch with, hold hands, listen to the birds, watch the grass grow.
Blanche, what kind of man are you looking for?
I don't know.
You certainly do your share of comparison shopping.
Come on, Blanche. What are you looking for?
I don't know. I just know it's not Jake. But I'm not going to let that discourage me from finding my Mr. Wright, and I'm not going to compromise my standards either. I am simply going to look high and low, far and wide, and never lose heart, for I know one day my prince will come.
Now, what was that supposed to mean?
I wasn't paying close attention, but from what I could make of it, she's going to sleep with that little black guy, Prince.
Rose, can I speak to you for a moment?
Oh, sure, Dorothy, excuse me.
Rose, there is something very odd about that all-female jazz band.
What?
They're all men.
I just thought they were really ugly women. What are we going to do?
Nothing. They sound great. If we pretend that nothing is wrong, maybe no one will notice.
Hey, did you get a load of those queens on the bandstand?
Keep your voice down.
What for? You think they don't know they're queens?
Girls, I think we're a success.
Congratulations, Blanche.
I think much of the credit goes to the food. It's original, yet familiar, piquant, yet comforting. Blanche tells me she worked very closely with the caterer.
Did she tell you they were naked most of the time?
You'll have to excuse my mother. She was a witness to the Hindenburg disaster.
I do think Jake did a wonderful job. Where is he, by the way?
Oh, I don't know. Probably out in the kitchen.
There he is, over by the dessert table.
Oh, he looks great in his tux.
Hunter, would you be a dear and get me another wine spritzer?
Of course.
Girls, I want you to do me a great big favor.
What is it?
I want you to keep Hunter occupied while I go after Jake.
Go after Jake? 12 hours ago, you said you never wanted to see him again.
I made a mistake. A terrible, terrible mistake. What could I have been thinking of? How could I have let him go? What difference does it make how he dresses or how he eats? What matters is, he's a man I love.
Where's Blanche going?
She went to powder her nose.
At the dessert table?
Well, the powder sticks better if you put a thin layer of caramel first.
Hunter, you look skeptical.
Well, hello. I didn't see you standing there.
Really? I haven't been able to take my eyes off you all evening. You look great, Blanche.
Jake, the reason I came over here, I wanted to tell you I made a mistake. I was wrong. Our differences don't really matter.
Blanche, I admire you. You're a very special woman. But you didn't make a mistake. You were right. Blanche, I'm happy. I like myself. I want to share my life with somebody, but I want to share it with somebody who's as comfortable with me as I am with them. I don't want to go through life wondering if my tie's too loud or I'm using the wrong fork at dinner. I know. Tonight, you said our differences don't matter. But they did before, and they will again. Blanche, knowing you has been one of the best things that's ever happened to me in my whole life. Remember that.
Jake.
Blanche. Goodbye, Blanche.
Blanche, what happened?
Well, Jake said that he thinks we have too many differences, so we're not going to get back together after all.
Oh, Blanche, I'm so sorry.
I don't understand how I let this thing happen. I'm so confused.
Honey, you think you're confused? Take a look at our horn section.
Blanche, aren't you even going to try to sleep?
I'm too upset. Oh, Dorothy, let's face it. I'm not 16 anymore. There's no longer a line of beaux out on the front porch waiting to ask Daddy if they can walk me to town. No more cotillions, no more sorority parties. I just lost the best thing that's happened to me since I met George. I'm just a stupid old fool, sitting up all night with a broken heart.
Why, Blanche Devereaux, I cannot believe what I am hearing. You are the prettiest, most vibrant, most exciting woman I know. Men still line up for you.
Really?
Your dance card is going to be full for the rest of your life, and you know it.
I don't know whether you meant that or not, Dorothy, but thank you.
Damn, I'm good.